Tonight is a night of great vulnerability and great love. Think of it. Jesus, the teacher, the friend, the rabbi, the person that they thought was going to become the absolute king of Israel, the person they believed in, the person that they followed, sat around the dinner with them, and that seemed all normal and like it would be every other night. Probably sitting on the floor, relaxing, having some glasses of wine, eating. And then Jesus gets up and washes their feet, takes off all the things that are attached to him, and gets down and washes his disciples' feet. No wonder they are horrified. It would be kind of like, I don't know, the prime minister or the king or the queen or whoever you think is the most amazing person on earth coming and doing that for you. And think of your feet, because we don't think about our feet much, really. We take them for granted, don't we? Until they hurt. Then we really, really notice them. Or until someone else's feet smell. Then we really, really notice them. Or until our feet are unable to walk and we must use a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. And then we notice them. Feet are the most neglected part of our bodies. That's why I think it's wonderful that we have a foot clinic at St. John's, because we care even for people's feet. And feet are vulnerable. How many of you are ticklish on your feet? You better tell us now, because we're going to wash them later, and you may be ticklish. Exactly. Feet are incredibly vulnerable. They're incredibly overlooked. They're incredibly sensitive. And for Jesus to actually strip down and wash people's feet, he was asking them to bare themselves to him. They're upset with him because he's not their servant, and that's what servants do. Servants are in their place, and one is not vulnerable to a servant. One expects them to serve you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to ask. They would know to come and wash your feet. But Jesus undoubtedly looked them in the eye when he took their feet in his and gently washed them. It's not like tonight, where you probably all washed your feet already today, at least once, especially if you're going to have them washed tonight, because you would hate for John and I to have smelly feet. We are not as vulnerable at times, and that's not a bad thing necessarily, but it is impressive to know that Jesus was that vulnerable. And the disciples were forced to actually open up a bit to him. And it's a moment of great, an evening, a night of great love, because even though Jesus knew, it tells us that Jesus knew that he was going to be betrayed that night, he was there with friends, those he loved, those he trusted, his inner circle. And yet he knew that one of them would betray him. And despite that, he made himself vulnerable and washed their feet. He gave them a meal to remember him, that we are still using this day to remember Jesus. He showed them an act of love, acts of love, more than one, in the situation that none of us likes to find ourselves. I don't want you to dwell long on thinking about the last time you were betrayed by someone that you trusted or loved, because that's not a lot of fun to do. But it's all happened to all of us, and we've done that to other people, whether intentionally or unintentionally. We know what it's like to be at the bottom of betrayal. Whether we've been betrayed or we have betrayed, we know those feelings, those awful, shameful, horrible, sad feelings. And Jesus enters right into that, because he's about to be betrayed, worse than us. We sometimes might have an inkling, but he actually knew. And yet, he washed their feet, gently, carefully, and took off all the things that cluttered them and dirtied them and made them feel like they were no good. And then he gave them his life. He said, "Here is the bread and the wine. This is me. I am giving you me." All knowing that they were about to take away his life. And so it's for us to remember in our lives that in times of great vulnerability, and there is great love, no matter what. Love comes to us in those moments. Love holds us. Love caresses us. Love washes us clean. Love offers us a new way of seeing the world. Love offers us life itself. And so tonight, though we have clean feet and we have perfectly made bread and really good wine, actually, all of those things, and we are here with our friends, and we're not all that vulnerable, just remember that in the next moment when you are vulnerable, when you are at your bottom, that there will be great love. Amen.